Hey, film club. Ben wants to talk about compliance. I don't really want to comply. I didn't really care for the film. You'll all be happy to know that I prefer Killer Joe, given the choice between these two terrible films. Killer Joe has a gutsy, depraved vision that it sticks through to the end. It's funny that compliance would have been stronger if it had just completely embraced its exploitative streak. Big sexual assault at the end, the way it's implied, just had me scratching my head. And things just end quickly and tidy up a bit too nice. I don't know the name of the actress that plays the girl. I can't remember the character's name either. Becky. But, she's not convincing as a, I don't know, I posted that 2020 footage, because I think the film could have been done better. It's the real life girl, she's a pretty girl, but she's also just plainer, and it's a little more obvious that she's nervous, and watching that footage and her shaking and crying makes sense. I never quite bought that this girl Becky was, the tone was more annoyance than fright. I don't know, I'm rambling a bit, feeling kind of out of it, driving around again. I want to be taking a nap, I guess. Alright, that's compliance. Sorry I spoiled it for everybody else, but probably nobody's listening. I did think it was funny that Brandon said he had just heard Ben's voice for the first time. Where have you been, Brandon? Ben's been booing for a couple months now. Get with it. Alright, peace, guys. Boo you later. Bye.